Hello.
Hi, is this Riley?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Riley. My name's John. I was calling with Local Splash. I think DeAndre was just telling you about us.
Yeah, he said he... Yeah, my husband was telling me a little bit about you guys.
He said, you're the decision maker on all the finance, so I got to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he said you had some questions about, like, our company or who we are, what we do?
I think my husband just misspoke because he thought you guys were calling directly from Google, and I was like, no, if Google is calling you, it's a scam because...
Yeah, Google doesn't call you.
Phone call like that. But I just looked you up, and he did not give me your name. It sounds like you're some type of marketing agency.
Yeah, we're a Google partner.
Correct?
We're in Orange County, California. We're in the same area as the Google Building one. If you look up Google Building one, that's our parent company. So you're right. Google does not call you. They have guys like us that do it.
Yes. And I, okay. So familiar with, agencies. I work for a marketing agency as well as a creative coordinator and a project manager. So.
Awesome. Yeah. So we're a premier Google partner. Yeah. So we're the highest rated Google accreditation you can achieve. He was telling me that you did marketing, and I was like, she'll understand if I'm able to, like, send her our site and who we are and everything and see the Google.
Yeah, app. No. He was like, Google called me and they want me to pay this money. I'm like, no, Google doesn't call you. They don't pay that money. Like, that is not how that works.
That's fishy. No, that's good. You're looking out for him. That's
funny.
Totally the truth. I would have told him the exact same thing. Like, and I'm pretty sure my rep told him, too, like, because one of our reps called him about the spot. It was a Google Places placement. So each Google partner, we're only allowed to work with one guy per industry per area. So we had a spot become available for electricians, and he's on the qualified candidates list for the service area. So my rep originally was just kind of going down the list, running the opportunity by guys, and then that's how we ran into him. And then she asked me to jump on the line to get him some pricing discounts. He said you guys already invested in Home Advisor and some other things, and you're trying to keep the overhead low. Gotcha.
Yeah, we definitely are trying to keep the overhead low because he, like, just started the company, like, he's, you know, a year in.
Yeah.
But he's just now starting to, like, fully do the work for it. So, had the LLC for a little bit, but just now taking the jump, you know, it takes a while to take the jump.
Right. But getting Google verified and then getting on the first page is, I mean, there's no better way to build up a pipeline of business to really get things going, you know, get the business out there official. Yeah.
So I guess my question is, how does that Google page, so honestly, like, my marketing experience is in, like, Shopify and, like, e-commerce side and then, like, marketing, like, email and SMS marketing. So, like, ads and stuff is not
my like e-commerce business. Yeah.
Yeah. So different.
Yeah. Well, he's in a service-based industry. So, like, 90% of his customers, when they're they just go online, type in electrician, and then if you're not on the first page, you got, like, a very slim chance of getting any calls or traffic from it. So
the
major benefit to you is that we have that opening, and then, you know, not only are we going to Google verify his listing, you know, they send that pin to you in the mail, and then we have him send in his paperwork, make sure he's, like, licensed and everything. And then once we have the verification, we go into the back end of that Google business profile and do the optimization based on the keywords and services he wants to be found for, and that'll move him up to the first page of the search results, and then he could start generating the traffic from there. The customers would call you guys directly. The great thing about this campaign is it's not a pay-per-click, so it's not Google Ads or the Google Guarantee. He was talking about doing something like that because he wanted to cover more than 30 miles, and the local listings only let you cover up to a 30-mile radius. But I told him, you know, we could start with this. You know, and I could also build the website for you. And then, obviously, if you can handle that 30-mile radius and you still feel you want to grow, at least with the money that you're making from the local listing, you could use that to kind of expand the service area instead of trying to throw a bunch of money at it and see what sticks, you know? He seemed to agree with that logic.
No, that makes sense. My question is it a contrast? Is it like if we try it out for a couple months and we're not really seeing anything?
Oh, it's all month to month.
Like, how does it work?
It's all month to month, especially when it's a new business like this. Like, we don't really have, So, like, we're trying him out too. If something bad happens, we're kind of like, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route this month. Maybe, you know, build up some of your reviews and then we could revisit it. But Yeah, it would be month to month. You can cancel at any time. There's no like cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We want you guys coming back on your own.
Okay. Yeah, because we just, like, we literally just went through the process of, like, getting the page up and getting it verified and doing all of that stuff. So, yeah, like, there's no, like, there's obviously, like, there's a keyword, there's, like, that type of stuff on there, but there's no reviews yet because he's only done so many jobs that haven't been on his company, like, like where he was previously working. So,
right.
And it's just next week that he's starting the home advisor and fully going out on his own, and so... The reviews will come. I told him he has to push it when he's there. you have to mention it. You don't mention it, they don't know.
It's going to come, especially with, like, if he has this placement. I mean, it's going to get a lot of exposure. What I was telling him, the major benefit to you guys in this call is that we even have availability for your industry and area. The last time we had an opening for an electrician out here was 11 months ago. So it's not like an everyday thing where we can slap you up there. So the fact that we'll be able to take that business profile, even if it doesn't have a lot of reviews right there, and then put them right in the thick of it where everybody's making their decision, the reviews are going to come.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they will.
And then also we'll build the website for you guys as well, and then basically complete his whole online business profile. So he shouldn't need any other forms of online advertising. We'll be like the one-stop shop for him.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice because I was working on the website, but like I said, I'm not a, like, I will develop websites, but I cannot design them.
Right.
I hear you. I'm not. It's not.
Hey, me either. We got a department full of nerds downstairs. No.
Yeah, I'm like, I swear, like, I can pass over what you want to my development team and be like, go.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, me trying to get back there and do it, oh, I was struggling.
Right.
So,
no, same here. So we're like, okay, let's get what they want, and then I'll send it downstairs, and then there's the whole department that handles getting the website up and running for our clients.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the pricing. He mentioned something about, like, I think he said $299 a month. I'm not sure. He was talking fast, and I was like, just give me their number.
Yeah, I offered him this platinum bundle. Here, let me show you. You get texting on this number, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay. Okay.
So the platinum bundle is the very last one down. It's normally advertised at $499 because it has all the bells and, or $599, sorry, because it has all the bells and whistles. Like the website, the Facebook ads, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, there's Bing, Amazon Alexa search results. So what I was thinking I could do, though, is give them that package for the $299 pricing structure, which is our lowest price point, just to kind of help them jumpstart the business, get everything he needs, make sure he's not lacking anything. We have him up there, but the reviews. And then I also put in a request to have the setup fee waived. So we're still going to do, like, name, address, and phone number cleanup, make sure you're verified, do all the keyword research and programming, get the website up and running and compatible for the placement. But we're just going to waive the fees on it. And then you don't have to do, like, that two-month contract. We're still going to verbally recommend that you guys try it for 2 months since we're building everything from scratch. But it would be month to month. Like I said, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty if you guys change your mind. You know, we want you coming back on your own. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I think that that would be fine to try that out. I definitely feel better about it now after speaking to you.
Yeah, you guys would love it.
Oh.
He was telling me you guys did Home Advisor by Angie's, and I was like, man, if I can get you guys away from that, that's a big reason why I wanted to kind of offer the discounted pricing structure,
yeah,
too.
What's your thing? Like, is it, like, we've never used it. Is it just the pricing because of how much it costs to get the leads, or?
Yeah, so I talk to business owners every day about this particular program. And so they're on Google if you look up electricians in your area. So they do this in order to get a lot of the leads. But the problem is once they get one lead, they'll sell it to like five of you and they'll charge all five of you the lead fee. So one out of five chance, you got like a 20% chance. It's like you're gambling basically with your money.
Yeah.
And then if you don't get it, they keep the lead fee. It's pay per lead, not pay per job. And then they try to blame it on you. You didn't get to it fast enough. You didn't sell them, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when you're starting a business, you're working with like this limited budget. Let's say you have like $500 you're going to dedicate to advertising. Well, that 500 might only get you like 10 leads. And if those leads are saturated, you're getting like 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5. You're maybe just making your money back. It's really hard to get going like that.
No, it is. And I was telling my husband that the other day because I was like, you also have to be careful because you can't like just leave the leads on because they will send you a whole bunch. And then they're just going to pull it straight from your account and take all the money. So
right.
You have to be like strategic when it's on. But no, I definitely agree with you. There's a lot.
They also unpause. Like I've had guys where like they pause it and then it doesn't stay paused. Like you get like a 48 hour or 1 week thing. I don't know what it is now, but then it just unpauses. And then next thing you know, you got a bunch of transactions coming out. So
yeah, you have to be. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you.
So
do.
We don't do any of that. We just build your profile, put you up there. It's your number. People call you live right off the first page, and we don't charge you based on the calls you're getting. You know, it's just for us to keep you up there. So.
No, that makes sense. Okay, so how would it work? So how would it work to get started? So I'm assuming like you would just pay that fee and then we'd get started for the month, or how does that work?
Yeah, so I'm going to create your account and I'm going to submit it to Google for your verification. So I know you said you already requested verification. Did you get that PIN in the mail, the little 5-digit number on the back of it?
No.
Did you – here, let me show you the form. Give me 1 second here. There's also this – okay. He's licensed and insured?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so there's also a form that you got to fill out, too. I'm going to send it to you now. Let me just find it in here.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't get that pin.
We'll send the pin to you.
Okay, I need to check the address. Honestly, we just bought a house, like, we bought another house a couple weeks ago. So I think I need to verify the address that is there.
Okay.
The company.
I'll do that now. Google will send the pin out to you. What's the street address that I could send it to you?
Yeah, so 812 East Asher Drive, Rogers. 727.
Hold on, did you say Astro Drive?
No, Asher, like A-S-H-E-R.
Oh, Asher, okay. Asher Drive.
Yeah,
there it is.
Sorry.
Okay. No worries, I found it. Yeah, because they previously had you in Fayetteville, Google did. And then it's this one's 72758?
Yes.
Okay, it's good that I got that because we'll need to just re-pin verify you anyway with the new address. Mm-hmm. And then what's the business email address where I can send everything in writing?
So it's DMENDEV at finelineelectricnwa.com.
Okay, and he said you handle a lot of the marketing for him, right?
Yeah, well from starting to. Yes.
Well, as the clients come in, right? I mean, this is what it's going to
be.
So are you the one that's going to be answering the phone?
No, he'll be answering the phones.
Okay.
If we got to a point where it was crazy, then sometimes I will, but yeah.
Okay. So we'll have, like, his number be the primary line of contact for the business, and then I could set it up to forward to you if he doesn't answer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then there's also a tracking system, too, that comes in the form of an app. You guys can both download it. And if you're ever missing leads, you could always go in there and it'll save their number and their information for you guys.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Let me go to update. All right. And then what's DeAndre's last name?
Mendez. M-E-N-D-E.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Duh. He said you're Riley, right? R-Y-L-I-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he gave me your last name, but he didn't tell me his. But he has my dad's first name. But everybody calls my dad just D. Yeah, my dad's name's DeAndre Curtis Hill. And then I have a brother who's DeAndre Curtis Hill the third. And my grandfather is also DeAndre. So I have three DeAndres.
Wow, assuming that they spell it without the A.
No, the same way. It's capital D, E, capital A. Yeah, it's DeAndre. And then my dad usually just goes by D, though.
Yeah, we call him D all the time.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, he never has anyone with the spelling. They're always, like, spelling it wrong.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you know how to spell it? And I was like, yeah, well, I've been spelling it all my life. You know? Like, what?
Yeah. That's yeah. crazy.
All right, so I got that set up. And then Mendez. Riley, I added you, and then I also added your phone number as well. So you have full access to everything, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me save. And then when that pin comes in, I'm going to need the five-digit number on the back. So I'm imagining if you're at home, you're going to be the one that's
yes.
going to text that over to me or call in with it when it comes in.
Yes.
Okay.
Would I text this number?
Yeah, yeah. You could text the number that I've been texting you on, the 877 line. If you look up our
yes.
company, that's our customer service line. And then we'll already have an account for you.
Yes.
So we'll know it's
okay.
you when you send it in. You can just text regular to it.
Okay.
All right. And then how do you guys want the hours of operation for the business listed?
24 hours. Like 24-hour service calls.
Okay.
Okay.
So 24/7 availability. I like that. Then we don't have to worry about missing anything. And then.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear a little baby in the background. Do you want me to hide the business street address?
Yes.
I got you. Rogers, Arkansas, 72758 will be the only thing displayed, okay? The street address will be
yes.
hidden, and then I'll deactivate
yeah.
the turn-by-turn directions.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You ain't got to worry about nobody showing up at your door and taking care of your baby.
Yeah, that's now.
Yeah, that'd be weird. I have two myself. I have two boys. They're 5 and 3.
Yeah.
They're a crazy
Aww.
Age right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when you are a parent, you look at everything differently, because normal things that you'd be like, eh, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but now you're like, holy cow, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. My sons are menaces too. It's like I have to constantly try to stop them from hurting themselves. They're like a threat
yeah.
to themselves. You know, to jump off stuff. It's wild.
That would be boys.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They come out with a little bit of brain and a whole lot of energy, and they just try to
yeah.
figure things out as they go. Like, oh, this hurts. Like, oh, I tried to tell you.
No one I know. Wants. Yeah, we have a 18-month-old daughter, but my husband wanted a boy, and when we go around our friends that have boys, he's like, whoa, I'm like, yeah, dude,
yeah,
like,
you have no
you
idea.
A boy, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a buddy, I'm actually going to go to his baby shower on Saturday, and he's having a daughter, and he's like, oh, I was hoping for a boy, and I'm like, man, I was hoping for a girl the second time around, and I'm telling you, you do not want a boy, like, it's not,
yeah.
mm-mm. The girls, listen, my nieces, like, you talk to them, they're, like, intuitive, like, from a very young
yeah.
age. Like, even your 1.5-year-old probably listens, like,
yeah.
pretty well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's
boys,
like, what's going
no.
on? Okay.
Yeah. These guys start running real early. Like, they were both walking at, like, 10 months. And and it's just
yep.
crazy. And then they don't listen to anything. Like, it's just bad.
Yeah, it's funny. There's definitely a big difference. It is
yeah.
hilarious, though.
Oh, yeah. Girls are way smarter. I just, I'll definitely agree with that 100% after seeing it. Like,
yes.
I don't know why they say that. Boys are just.
I know.
Little airheads.
Yeah.
I had to take them both to speech class and spent a bunch of money just to get them, like, talking properly.
That's really?
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're not, the boys, you can't get them to, like, sit down and they don't
yeah.
learn that way. So they just
Focus
need, like,
enough. Yeah.
Yeah, they just need a different type of learning. They got to play and interact.
Definitely.
All right, so I have the business profile created, Riley. I got to schedule a client interview. I'm thinking it would be good if we could maybe get both of you guys. I know it's probably hard. But do you think there's a time tomorrow where we can circle back and interview you guys so that way we're listing you for the right services? Get the website up and running. I know you said you started working on that. If you have a domain, we'll want that.
Yeah, we do have a domain.
Mm-hmm.
It's Squarespace.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Might have
I
to get you
know.
A new domain, to be honest, because I don't know too much about Squarespace. But I'll ask the
well,
guy.
Well, I had a Google domain, and they said that I had to use Google. I got an email that we couldn't use
Custom
Google domain
email.
Anymore.
Oh, what? Why?
Yeah, it literally said it said that you're not, like, it's not, a, like, it wasn't available.
Oh, yeah, because you can rent domains and you can buy domains. And sometimes if you rent a domain but somebody opts to buy it, they do that. There's guys out there that'll buy it and then, like, try to hold it hostage from you, you know? Like, oh.
I don't know. I'll go back and find that email, but it was really weird. It was like it wouldn't even let me create a new domain through Google. It automatically directed me to Squarespace.
Well, they can't stop us from getting in there and doing it. We're a Google partner. So, I mean, we can get you a new domain. But I would want it to be as close to that one as possible, or if we can even get that one for you.
It needs to be that one.
Yeah, if you could text that in, that'd be awesome. Especially if it's on like a business card, we'll put in good word and make sure we can get it as long as somebody doesn't own it.
Okay. Fine.
And then save.
I can ask my husband whenever he gets home if there's time for us to meet tomorrow. I just don't know when he's going to be home. So.
Okay. Well, there is a little bit of a time difference between us because we're in California. We're like right next to Google. It's 1:46 here. You guys are a CT. I don't know what his, you guys say 24 hours. Yeah, like I have a late slot tomorrow between like 5 and 6. Do you think he would be
available
tomorrow? It's Friday.
I know he has something at 5. He has something at 5 and typically gets off at 4.
Okay.
So, do you have, what about like Monday, like directly after?
Shoot, okay. I was going to say, I would want them to be able to work on the site over the weekend, because even though I'm not in-house, they could still work on it, and then we could basically have something
to
show you.
Does it have to be both of us?
No, so here's the thing. So here's what to expect. They're going to ask for the keywords. So they're going to ask what services he's going to provide. We want to be very specific about that. We do have Google Analytics. I don't know if you heard of that before. So we'll have recommendations ready for you, you guys have final say on that. And then they'll go over the service area. He already told me he wanted the maximum of the 30 miles. He was even talking about maybe going further later down the line. So we'll just go the full 30 on that. And then if you guys want to change it, we could always change them later. But at least let's, get that going. And then I'm going to put in the request to have them buy the domain and get an idea on how you want the website to look. I'll actually text you a couple of example templates just to maybe help us get started. So we could do it with just you, but maybe tonight when he gets home, maybe just kind of run by him the exact services that he wants to be listed for just to make sure we're kind of on the same page. Don't have to circle back like 4 or 5 times over to knock it out. And then I'm going to send the Google verification form. We're going to need this stuff from you guys anyway. I tried to send it earlier. It doesn't look like it went through. Or it actually looks like it went through to DeAndre.
I see it now.
Okay, there you go. And then where's those my site demos? Here's the website demos. So you get an idea for that too. Okay, but what time would be best for you tomorrow?
Like 10 your time.
Okay, so 10 to 11 Pacific Standard would be 12 to 1 your time.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before as well, just as a heads up.
Okay, and I'll get all of his, that's fine. I'll get all of his information too, as far as like what all the services, I have the service list, but I'll just review it with him so that we touch every point together tonight before I get on the call with him.
Perfect. Yeah, and then the hard part will probably be that Google verification form. If you click on that link, though, it tells you everything you need, and it's pretty easy. Like, you'll notice if it asks you for, like, a picture of, like, his license or insurance, you could just hit that upload button, and it'll flip around to the camera, and then you just snap a picture of it. And then this stuff is personal information for you guys, so it doesn't get displayed to the public. It just goes to the Google headquarters, and then they'll put that verification badge on your listing.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
Let me see if he wants to do probably card.
Okay. Little mama's yelling at you.
I know, she's like, get off the phone. I know. Just a second, sweetie. I know. Okay. Look in here. Watch out. Hold on. sorry, she's.
I can hear her like growling. Like.
I know. She's like, get off the phone.
It's funny.
Sorry, Vinny.
It's okay. It's not
okay, so yeah, we can do card. Can you? Yeah, we can do card. That's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna send you the invoice receipt. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead.
So we can write it off. And then, is this going to be under your name, DeAndre's name, or does it have the business name on it too? How does the name appear?
You can just, for the card,
mm-hmm.
mine. It'll be
okay.
mine.
Okay. Okay. R-Y-L-I-E. You know what's funny is I have a cousin named Riley too. That's the crazy part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she spells it with two E's.
Oh, wow.
It's R-Y-L-E-E. Okay. Yeah, he had to correct me. I was like, does she spell it R-Y-L-E-E? And he was like, R-Y-L-I-E. And I was like, that's cool. At least she's not a R-I-L-E-Y.
yeah, I know. Thank you, Mom, because annoying.
Cool. No, I like the Y's. I have a my youngest son is Kyrie. So it's K-Y-R-E-E. And I kind of got it from, like, Riley, R-Y-L-E-E.
Yeah. Oh, my God, okay. That's cute.
Yeah. Picking names is hard.
Oh, gosh. We didn't decide until we were, like, there at the hospital. We're like, okay, let's just do it.
Oh, my.
Like, so hard.
I got creative with my second son and his name, Kyrie, but my first is just Junior, so he's just John. John Junior.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's hard. It is so hard.
I felt so bad. Like, after, like, a year, I was like, oh, man. Like, I hated that name growing up because there was always, like, other Johns in the class, and then I gave it to him.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about it. Like, I was like, oh, he's my son. You know, so cool. Little mini-me. And then, it hit me later, like, okay. That was kind of, it sucks, but whatever.
Okay, too late now.
Too late now, yeah. You only got, like, 6 months, you know. I'm like, he can change it later if he wants to.
Yes, true, true.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. Okay, and then the billing address for the card is the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification?
No, it's not. We haven't changed it yet.
Okay.
Two. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. We have that old address. Let me find it.
Yeah, the Fayetteville one.
The 4399?
No, the 3508 one in Fayetteville.
Oh, geez. Okay, 3508. What's the street?
Yeah,
West.
Belmont Circle.
Belmont Circle.
Yeah, and it's Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72704. Sorry.
04. Okay.
Yeah. I was like,
Yeah, a lot of different addresses floating around here. They had a completely different one, like a 30 or 4399 Springcliff Loop.
Yeah, that's my parents' address. We were using that for a little bit, but no.
Okay, yeah, we should definitely do, I'm just going to put in for a name, address, and phone number cleanup. HomeAdvisor, you'll have to take that up with them, but anything else online, I'm going to make sure that the address is not displayed and we clean it up.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll pay now and it'll be billed again on the 1st of September.
Exactly, yeah, it's set up to auto-renew, and then you guys will keep the same deal though, so it'll stay $299 for the platinum package for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Okay, you don't have to worry about it going up. And then by the time you take HomeAdvisor off the books and or Angie's, and then you have this going for a couple months, it should be fully self-sufficient, taking care of itself. And then you get to write it off, too, as a business expense. So you get it back that way, too. All right, and then I'm ready for you.
All right, so it's 4223.
4223.
Yeah, 2400.
2400.
0648.
0648.
4029.
4029. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 4039.
Oh, 39. Okay. Let me edit.
Yes.
No, you're good.
8 of 27.
8 of 27. And then 3-digit code on the back.
989. 989.
Okay.
Is there taxes?
Wait, say what?
Is there taxes or is it $299?
No, it'll be $299 exactly.
Okay.
Yep. There won't be any extra charges on top of it.
Got it. Okay.
Just making sure that I do a platinum package bundle. And then you guys don't already have like a Facebook page yet, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Stop.
Let me look up Facebook real quick. Because the platinum package has some Facebook ads in there.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a Facebook page already.
Okay. We'll give that a boost. Let me just try to locate it real quick, so that way when they do the client interview tomorrow, they already
have
it in front of them. She has teeth. Oh yeah, year and a half definitely.
But she's got them late. Like she was like one with only two teeth, and so they've all came in the same month, and she's
poor thing.
Moving crap out of me.
Did she get fevers?
A little bit, but she more is like grumpy, like don't touch me.
Yeah.
Hurry up. I want to be held. I want to be held, but don't touch me too much.
Yeah, my boys both got fevers when their teeth came in. Like we used to try to figure it out. Like why they don't seem sick. What's going on?
It's like, are you sick or is this,
And then they just bite everything. And then I'm like trying to piece it together. I'm like, oh, he's biting my arm and he's got a fever. Let me check. And then he's coming through. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It is. We love it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We just got to figure it out. It's kind of nice. The only good thing now is that they're kind of big enough and they're talking enough to where, like, they could tell me what's wrong. Like, I don't got to, like, look in their diaper.
I know. That's the worst. Like
look
are
in their mouth.
Here,
like, yeah. What's wrong with you? Why are you crying? Like, what's the issue? Yeah. Now they'll just tell me. Yeah.
That's so funny.
All right. So I have the account set up here. So the website's included, I didn't put in the request for them to gather a domain for you, but they are going to ask you for access to the Facebook page because we're not going to duplicate your Facebook page. Okay.
Right.
We'll actually just go into that one. Okay.
It'll go to me. I'll see the request.
All right. Perfect. And then as I mentioned earlier, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months. It is month to month. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. If you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the first of the month so it doesn't auto bill you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I just needed that before I can process. All right. And then when this payment clears, you're going to receive a text message confirmation. Oh, wait a minute. The credit card number is invalid. How so?
Wait, read it back to me?
I can't. We use VeriSign, so it just crosses it all out. All it says is it's a Visa ending in 4039.
Okay.
If you want to try to read it back to me, I'll punch it back in.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's 4223.
4223?
Yeah, 2400.
2400.
0648.
0648. 4039. 4039. Okay. We got an update. And then the expiration date, month and year?
It's 8 of 27, and it's 989.
989. Okay.
I hope our card didn't just block it. It has done that in the past.
Yeah, it might. You know, it's out of state transaction, so it's good security to have.
It's happened a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that happen a few times too. I use Schools First Credit Union. My brother works there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so they give me notifications for like everything. It's ridiculous, but it kind of helps because then I could see what my wife's buying and kind of like approve or deny.
Right. I know. I get so many like. Yes, I know. I get a lot of them too. I'm always like, oh, dang it! And when we were moving, we obviously like had to buy so many furniture and all this crap, and they kept calling me. Is this you? I'm like, yes, leave me alone. But also,
I feel bad
thank you.
For my wife, because it's just all boys. So I'm just like, you know, princess, you can do whatever you want.
What if you want? Here you go.
Yeah. You gotta deal with
rough.
My son's like beating her up. The youngest, he's like beating her up. Like, no, I'm like, Jesus, she's not a dumb kid. Yeah, she handles it well though. Okay, so it looks like it went through this time. So you should get a confirmation text message. It looks like they're going to send you the Google verification form again.
Okay.
So you only got to fill it out once. And it'll say DeAndre on it just because I have him as the primary and you as the secondary. So on the outline of the agreement, you type in his – well, to sign it, you just got to type out his first and last.
Okay.
All right, Riley. I know that little one's trying to get a hold of you here. So,
she's losing it.
It's okay. I understand. So I'll be your account lead moving forward. I'll send you a text here with my direct number and extension. So that way, if you guys need to get a hold of me, you can just call in directly.
Perfect.
And then we do have 24/7 customer service, same phone number, hit extension 1. Let me see what else here. Okay. Client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1. They sent the invitation for that. And then,
yeah.
Let me see what else. Just your Google verification form and sign your subscription terms, and you guys should be good to go. But if you do feel like you're missing anything, like I said, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, it's not just me. Our company's pretty big. Like, 450 people at work here. So there's always somebody available to you, and make sure that everything's going smoothly for you guys and we're getting everything up to speed.
Appreciate it. After I look at everything, I may have, like, questions later.
Sure.
Just because, you know, not familiar with this side of marketing, but just
yeah,
in case
okay.
I don't have something.
No, it's totally fine. So in your subscription terms, too, by the way, like, if you go to your text, you'll see a link in there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if it's in here. Oh, yeah, it's in there. It's the one that says localsplash.com/terms, and it'll have his phone number.
Uh-huh.
If you click on that, it has everything in writing.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep.
Then that's
yep.
great.
That's the one you sign off on. And then there is a username and password for that tracking system I was telling you that'll kind of pipeline the clients and all their information, and then you guys can request reviews through there, too. It'll send them, like, a little text to the Google business profile with a star, and then they can write, like, a little review. And that way we can build up your guys' reputation. I know it's going to sound like a lot, especially you got the baby right now. It's like a fast call. But that's why I sent you my direct number. So if, like, a question pops up as you're going through this, just call back in. I'll help you out.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Looking forward to working with you. I'm going to give DeAndre a little ring, too, just to let him know that we got everything done, and then I'll send him over my contact information, too, okay?
I was just about to call him and be like, Google, honey, but I figured it out.
All right, I'll give him a ring, though, just so he knows, like, he's got me as a direct point of contact. We got along pretty well,
perfect.
So I just want to let him
great.
Know that we worked it out. All right.
All right, appreciate
I'll talk to
it.
You have a good night, okay?
Talk
to you tomorrow.
Thank you, you too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.